The Your Hometown Tour continues today with a stop in Lake Zurich, a beautiful village west of the city. Ride with us as we show you why Lake Zurich should be your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
Good morning. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And we are celebrating Lake Zurich this morning, our monthly Your Hometown series. And joining us now is Claire Slattery, Executive Director of the Lake Zurich Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I have a question for you. I've often wondered this. You hear Chamber of Commerce all the time. What is the chamber? Explain.
Oh, gosh. Well, the chamber is a business association that aims to enhance the economic vitality of our business community. We're sort of two-pronged. We service, we kind of create a networking environment for business owners to expand their reach. And then we also help those businesses connect with the community at large. So we have several community events and just bring that exposure into those businesses and shine a spotlight on them.
So I'm looking at your website, and community is a very important part of Lake Zurich, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And top-rated schools, safe neighborhoods, one-of-a-kind boutique restaurants. Do you have a favorite that you like to go to? I know it's going to be hard to pinpoint one, so
a
couple.
Yeah. Well, lots of favorites, I guess. Lots of favorites. Bobber's is right on the lake. We have our Sunset Pavilion, which I believe the mayor mentioned, right on the lake. So those offer some great views, and it's fun to be there. So,
and you have a couple of breweries in town as well, because that's all the rage, Claire. These
absolutely.
Breweries, I think they're going to make it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's they've popped up a lot. We have Phase 3, which I think, we'll hear from later today. We have Roaring Table. We have Consume, who, really services all of the local beers, which is great. So there's quite a few out there.
All right. And as I mentioned, we spoke to the mayor earlier this morning. I have not been out to Lake Zurich, but I'd like to go because I like to shop. Are there any cute little shops that I can go to?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of different sections of town that have little shops. We have a couple right off of the 12. A New You is a great little boutique to shop at. They're just kind of sprinkled all over the place. We have a lot of different strip malls here, so you're going to find them as you drive along.
And summertime in Lake Zurich, of course, Memorial Day kicks off the summer season. And as the mayor mentioned, there is not going to be a parade, but there is going to be a veteran commemoration. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. Our town does a great job, memorializing those veterans. Definitely something to be a part of and come on out for.
And so summer kicks off with Memorial Day. And what about fests or food or music, anything like that going on in Lake Zurich this summer?
Well, our chamber is started last year, the first car show, brought back the car show to Lake Zurich. We kicked that off on Thursday, June 8th. And it's a summer series, so it's every second Thursday of every month. And it has turned out to be a really great draw. We get over 200 cars, and it's located in the Culver's and the Kohl's parking lot. So we're drawing a lot of people from north and south of us.
Oh, so you can go look at an old 69 Chevy Mustang convertible and pick up a Butterburger.
Absolutely. And don't forget the cheese curds. Yeah,
those are pretty fantastic. So what is your elevator pitch for someone who has not been to Lake Zurich? What would you tell them? What is the crowning glory?
Again, that word community comes up. When you come here, you feel like you're really part of this hometown. Everyone is so delightful, so nice. And no matter what shop you walk into, a restaurant you walk into, you feel like you're part of us. So we really have all come together quite nicely to create a kind of a staycation place for anyone coming to this area. And there's not a shortage of anything that you need within this community.
And as we learned earlier, it was originally called Cedar Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Lake Zurich, no relation to Lake Zurich, Switzerland, where Tina Turner just passed away.
No, nope.
I'm trying to make a connection here. You're making it very difficult, you people over there.
Well, I think, as the mayor said, with the Alpine Village look, that's our connection. You know, maybe at some point someone wanted to structure some of the buildings like Alpine-related Switzerland. So that could be your link there. How about that?
All right. That sounds good. I'll take it. And Alpine Fest, does that still continue?
Yes, that is taking place again this summer. It's just a fun festival for kids, families, people of all ages. So
Alpine Fest, that's a summer event that dates back to 1942. Is that true?
Probably.
Wow.
Probably.
Steve,
yeah. Our chamber dates back to 1910. So we have quite a bit of history here.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I promise you, this summer I will get out to Lake Zurich, and I can't wait to come visit you.
We'll stop on by. We'll show you around.
All right. I appreciate it. That is Claire Slattery, Executive Director of the Lake Zurich Area Chamber of Commerce. You can read more about Lake Zurich and submit your hometown suggestions at WGNradio.com/your hometown. Your hometown featuring Lake Zurich, sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown, and by McDonald's, Village of Lake Zurich, and the Lake Zurich Area Chamber of Commerce.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/your hometown.